The last thing we saw over here was in the Hakdama, was that the Milas of Avas Hashem, Yerush Hashem, and all those things are not things which are biologically part of a person. And a person has to work hard to acquire them. They don't come by themselves. And a person has to know that if he's not going to work on them, he's not going to have them. A person has to know that everyone in the back of the mind thinks that I'll be a fine Yidu without learning Musa. I'll be an Erlich Yidu without... And a person has to know that if he doesn't learn Musa, he's not going to have it. It's a very, very painful truth to come. Because everyone has a Hargosha. What he's saying over here is, everyone has a Hargosha that if you learn Musa, then you're a Bal Musa. And you're a Tadid. And you're a Lamahajim. And the message of this Hakdama is not like that. The message of the Hakdama is that if you don't learn, you have no shachas to Avas, there's no hope you're going to have Avas Hashem. Because you're about to something that you don't have naturally. It's not the fact that you have it naturally and you want to improve it. You have Avas Hashem and you want to improve it. You have Yerushimayim and you want to improve it. You have Dveikas and you want to improve it. You have Anova and you want to improve it. It's something that possibly you don't have. And the same way, Lahavdil, Elif Alfa Avdolis, if a guy knows that he's not going to go study a certain stuff, he's not going to know it. That means if you weren't born with knowing physics or algebra. So that means you don't need to go to physics or algebra. If you're not going to learn Bava Kama, you're not going to know Bava Kama. You weren't born with Bava Kama. So what's that? You have half of Bava Kama, you have a quarter of Bava Kama, you have the Gemara Rashi without the places, you have nothing. Something which you didn't learn, you didn't know. Avas Hashem, Yerush Hashem, Anova, all the Midas and all the Milas and all the things with Dveikus, all those things are all things which, if you don't do it, you're not going to have it. Very painful task. But a person has to know that by not working on himself and not learning Musar, so the pshat is you're making a decision that you're not going to have it at all. But the Hargosha that we have it epis half-half and a little bit of this, a little bit of that, is Pashas Sheker, it's not Emesh. That's the first act. Oh. Now let's continue. So he says like this. Im kein eifoi, eich lo yitzorech lohoitzi zman, how could it be that you don't have to expend time ala iyun hazeh, on this iyun, lodas amitas hadvarim. First of all, to know the truth. After you know the truth, it's not enough. Lodas haderech liknoisam, lakayim, you have to know how to acquire it. Knowing what Yerush Hamayim doesn't mean you are Yerush Hamayim. Knowing what Avas Hashem doesn't mean you have Avas Hashem. There's two big parts. You have to know what it means, Uchal. Nobody knows what it means. If the person knows what it means, the person has to know how to acquire it. Where is the person going to acquire this Chochma if he's not going to search for it? Now he says an astounding statement. And since every Kol Chochom knows the truth, the need to have shleimus avoida, the choivas taharos of inikyona, and the choiva that it has to be tar and clean and rain, shezulas there ain't no nirtzus vadeklal, because without that it's not nirtzus at all. Elanim eses mitoyeves, it's mituyev, it's disgusting by Kodesh Baruch Hu. Why? He called of office there is Hashem, we call it etem achshavos, who may be, and Kodesh Baruch Hu knows every inside of the heart what's going on. What are we going to answer in the Yom HaDin? If we were lazy from this Yom, this is Iker Ma Hashem Elokeinu Shel Meimon. Now, here, the Mesilas Hasharim is giving an upgrade to everything he said till now. Till now, we thought that feel good about ourselves, because the pshat is that we're doing mitzvah min hamufka over there, we're in Mahadrin. All of a sudden, Mesilas Hasharim over here throws us a bomb, and he says that if a person doesn't have avoided tahara and nikoyin, it's the message mito evis, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows what's going on in our hearts. And that's ikur ma Hashem Elokeinu Shel Meimonu. It's the ikur what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from us. What is he saying over here? What Mesilas Hasharim is saying over here is a tremendous yisoy which everyone has to know. I want to speak about it a little bit less. What he's talking about is a yisoy called pnimius. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows what's going on. What does he mean when he says, what does it mean? What does it mean? Taras avoida. What does it mean that a thing is clean? What it means that a thing is clean is that you did it with kavana. You did it for Kodesh Baruch Hu. You didn't do it for COVID. And you didn't do it for kina. And you didn't do it stam because you did it yesterday. Yesterday you shuckled for 4 minutes, or today we shuckled for 4 minutes. Tahara means that you did it. It's clean. It's tar. Tar for Kodesh Baruch Hu. And why? Because Kodesh Baruch Hu is called above the Hashem. Kodesh Baruch Hu sees what's going on. But then he says something shocking. He says, and if not, it's nimeses mitoeves. That's a very strong term. That's a very strong term to say. What's that nimeses mitoeves? This line in Mesilas Hasharim, the etzem, is a mapecha in all our understanding of how things work. And I want to explain what I mean. We look at the idea, the mashal. I'll give you an example. Mitzvahs lulav. So, we look at it that if a person goes ahead and does a mitzvah of lulav without kavanah, or you have kavanah, you want to show off, you got an expensive esrog you bought, but without kavanah or with the wrong kavanah, so we look at it, the pshat is the guy did a mitzvah, he did 90%, mahadrin he didn't do. He didn't do the mahadrin mitzvah, kavanah, lishma. The shema is a high darga. So you're not holding by the shema. I'm doing the mitzvah. But the Mishnah is saying over here, not like that. Kol leiv of the Rish Hashem. The ikur is the primis. If a person does something without the shema, so what you did was, you did a mundane act of a physical zach. You took a palm tree and you shook it. I'm not coming to say you're not going to get star from it and you can't make another bracha on it because mitzvah ain't just kavanah, you paskin. Maybe you don't have to go ahead. Bechulu. The halach is metal, but we're talking about those, but what do you have out of it as far as the fakus HaKadosh Baruch is concerned? Without Kalev of Dorish and HaKadosh Baruch Hu looking into your heart. So the Iker mitzvah being Dovah HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if you want to know what's gonna take a mundane act of shaking a palm tree and turn it into an act of Avodas Hashem, which is going to give you a Dveikus and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's the Kavanah that you have. That's the Da'at that I'm going to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu now. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave me a mitzvah. That means, what is, we don't look at it, we look at that, it's a Maila. If you're a Machavin, if you put on tefillin in the morning and you thought for a second that you're doing a mitzvah, I'm not even talking about that. I'm talking about Kabbalah over here. Big kavanah of tefillah. I'm talking about that you thought while you're putting on film that you're putting on that you're doing a mitzvah. I'm not talking about having kavanah the whole time that the tefillah is on your head, that you're wearing tefillah, which is a gvaldik mitzvah. I'm talking about for a second while you put it on, you're thinking to yourself, I'm doing a mitzvah, because Rosh Hashanah to be doing. So the pshat is not the pshat that you're missing a milah. The pshat is that to a certain extent you missed the boat. It means you did an act. You wrapped around a piece of leather around your arm. I'm not being mizalzel. I'm not that if you did a mitzvah, you did a mitzvah. You get tired. Oh, but you missed the boat. It's the method of mitzvah evas on a certain level. On a certain level, you're doing it what he called, but without the heart. Eki kol leiv of derech akor brochu. Why is it, by the way, like that? Why is the taka so important? Because the emissa mechus of a person is not his hand. The emissa mechus of a person is his pnim, is his neshama, is his leiv. And if a person does mitzvahs without a leiv, a person does mitzvahs with the wrong leiv, with the wrong kavanah, without kavanah at all, so the pshat is that's not the person doing the mitzvah. When is it called that you did a mitzvah? When is it called that I did a mitzvah? It's called that I did a mitzvah when I have kavanah. Who are you? You're Karach HaMachshava, you're neshama, you're Yosechel. A horse can also put on tefillin theoretically, if you train it long enough. A monkey can also put on tefillin. What's called you did a mitzvah? What's Mishayach the mitzvah to you? So on a very low level, what connects the mitzvah to you is the fact that you did the mitzvah. I'm not coming to mizalzel in it. But avada, if you want to know when it's really called that you did the mitzvah, avada what's really called doing the mitzvah is the pnimius of the person. When a person attaches his pnimius to the mitzvah, your pnimius is your koyach hamachshava, your what you think about. That's what's called you did it. So we're not just talking about, so we can understand very well why the Mishnah Sashram says that if it's done without taharas halev and it's done without pnimius, so it's kumim eses mitzvah evis, that's ikr ma Hashem alakenu shayom eimana. What's that ikr? The ikr is the pnimius of the zah. Without it, it's not called you did it. There's nothing that connected. But your connection to the action is a very, very shvach connection to it. This nekuda of pnimius of taharas halev is a nekuda which applies kimat in all the Milos Hamidiyas that we've been speaking about. Yir Shemayim, Avas Hashem, Shavit Hashem Negi Samid. All these things are things which are pnimius. And I'll explain it. We saw Salanta used to say that a person can learn a whole night long Vashmadu G'dayla rather than break one midah. And a person can learn two nights whole long without feeling Avas Hashem. There's a very simple reason why. On a person's actions, on his chitzonius, on his maisim, a person has control. I press a button and I do like this and I do like that and I shuckle and I use my head to think about it. Pnimius is a person's etzem mahus. If you don't have Avas Hashem, you can go decide at 12 o'clock at night that I have Avas Hashem. I can go decide that I want to learn a whole night tonight, because it's an action. And chitzeni is a person has shlita. A person can go do. I can go do a mitzvah of lulav, I can go davish when I say, to a certain extent. I can go ahead and put on tefillin. I can go learn a whole night. I can learn 2 nights, I can learn a month. Upper one little hargosha of emes Avas Hashem, one little hargosha of emes of pnimius, of something which is inside, that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants of us, because that's where the avodah is. That's where it's hard. Where it's hard is for a person to change his pnimius. A person's chitzonius, a person can change. And it's very important, by the way. We work with chitzonius because that's the way we change our pnimius. But a person's chitzonius is no chokhmah to change. It's a chokhmah to change. But that a person is much easier to create a real pnimius of Avas Hashem and Yiras Hashem. That's not something which is under your control, your meisim. That's something which requires a slow building of a foundation over many years, and it's a whole chokhmah. And that's ikur what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. Ikur HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants ikur from us pnimius. That's ikur what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants of us. And that pnimius, that inner world, what the Baal HaMos used to call an olam ha-pnimi, a well-developed inner world. That means a well-developed inner world means that you're lying on your bed, and you don't have a gemara in front of you, you don't have a shtender in front of you, and you're not even chazing a daf gemara baal peh. but you have in your head Avas Hashem, Gev Yerushalayim. It's a whole chokhmah. It's a whole matziv. And Avada, we're very far from these things, because these things are things which are very intangible. They're very hard to touch. But Avada, that's why a person has to learn Musar. If that's what Iker, for Iker, what Akash Baruch Hu wants to show is not your exterior ma'isim. Your exterior ma'isim only has the pins to change the pin. But the Iker, what Akash Baruch Hu wants, is the Taras Halev. Taras Halev is not a switch that you can put on and put off whenever you want. You can put on tefillin whenever you want. You can shake a lulav whenever you want. You can give tzedakah whenever you want. You decide, you take your hand, you pack it, and you give. Avas Hashem, Yiras Hashem, Pnimius, Taras Halev are not something that you can switch on and off whenever you want. That's something that has to be built over a lifetime. And it's a whole world. It's a whole mitzvah. There's a mitzvah of Taras Halev. And it's something that has to be built slowly. That's only with Musar. That's part of the Hakdam over here. Hayitachin continues with Mesilas Hasharim. It says, Sheyiga, V'yamol Sechlenu B'chakiris HaShalei Neskehav Mehen. We spend all our time only busy with Chakiris that we're not tired, but Pepul Mashalei Yetzu Shum Primehem. That we're not going to get anything out of Medina, Mashayim Shayachalanu, Mashachayovim Onu Luboreinu, Chayvah Rabba, that the Wachayev Sakurash Bofu, Nazveu Lehergo, will leave it to habit, Vinanichel, Mrs. Anoshim, the Lamadi, doesn't mean to say, Master Shalom, that a person shouldn't learn. Okay, yes, means I shouldn't learn all day, I should learn Mesilas Hasharim all day. The answer is no, doesn't say, okay, I should learn Mesilas Hasharim all day, because a person can't learn Mesilas Hasharim all day, you go crazy. Haraya, check how you feel after 20 minutes. Everyone's on the verge of insanity already. It's Kolshkein, you can't learn it all day, so you don't have to worry, it's not a question. What he means is that whatever a person is able to put in to this avodah, a person has to put in on a steady basis. The mela, how could it be that to everything else we put in time as it is, we don't have one, this is the ikra. Then he says as follows. Im loy nistakalnu v'loy yanu, mahi ayir amitis, umanafeh. If a person doesn't know what is Yerushamayim, eich nikneisa. If a person doesn't know what Yerushamayim is, how can you be coined it? You don't know what it is. I'm not going to take a survey here. Anybody know what Yerushamayim really means? Anybody know what Avas Hashem means? Mitzvah Saseh Midiraisa, Avas Hashem Lokecha. The person has to have Avas Hashem. What does it mean? You love HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Give him a kiss. What does it mean you love HaKadosh Baruch Hu? How does the person get to it? How does it speak itself out? When does the person, how does the person behave that you know that he's an Oyev Hashem? So the Chavis of Avas has huge chapters about it. Say it, but it's something the person has to learn. It's one of the major myths. We say twice every Avas Hashem Lokecha, what does it mean? What does it mean? It means love HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You love him. You love ice cream. You love chicken. You love lunches in yeshiva, not on Thursday. You love HaKadosh Baruch Hu, everything. What does it mean? What does it love mean? What does it love HaKadosh Baruch Hu? What does it mean? What are you supposed to feel? And how are you supposed to express it? How do you know that somebody loves HaKadosh Baruch Hu? How do you get there? The after is Hashem. We have no idea what it means. What do Yerushamayim mean? We have no idea. Eich niknoisav eich nimolet min ahevel ha'elomi ha'meshakech oisam ilibeinu. How are we going to run away from the narishkeit of the world, which makes us forget? This is very important zach over here, this is nekuda forgetting. The Mesil Shom is being megala to us what Eilam Hazeh does to ruin things. Eilam Hazeh doesn't do anything wrong. Eilam Hazeh, the mechus of Eilam Hazeh is that it's a distraction. It's meshakeach. The pasuk, by the way, the pasuk says that a person gets fat, v'avisa, v'shachachtos Hashem alakecho. It doesn't say that when a person gets into gashmis, by the way, the gashmis itself calls into averis. The gashmis causes one thing. When a person is busy with Eilam Hazeh, so mainly your mind's busy with it, you're busy with Pesach, and you're coming and you're going, and this is important and that's important. Some people, the stock market's important, some people, sports are important, some people, fashion's important. Eilam Hazeh is a chashiv zach. That means there's a two-step process. If Eilam Hazeh has a chashivas, step one, so then your mind is busy with it, step two. If your mind is busy with Eilam Hazeh, so then there's no room for Avas Hashem. Your mind, our minds don't work on two screens at the same time. The chat is, if Eilam Hazeh has a chashivas by you, so then your mind is nitrous. What did he say? Where is he going? And what's he doing? And there's no end to Eilam Hazeh. Who said what? And he where? What am I going to do about this? What am I going to do about that? And what's FSCA? All the things that Eilam Hazeh brings with us. Whether it's around us in smaller circles, or what's going on in the world around us, and I need this, and I want that, and I can't have that, and all the upsetness that it causes, I wanted this, and I don't have it, and yet I have it, and b'chulu. There's no room for it. It's not the chat like there's anything wrong with it. There's nothing wrong with it, except there's no room for Eilam Hazeh. Your head, it's shikha. Shikha means I'm busy with that. I can't do it. I'm busy. So a person, first of all, it's a huge process. First of all, has to understand that Eilam Hazeh is not important. As much as he'll understand Eilam Hazeh, we're not talking in any extremism. Nobody's going to all of a sudden go fast now for 40 days straight and disconnect himself from Eilam Hazeh. B'chal, nobody, you don't have to worry. As much as a person, a little bit, will cut down the nekuda of Eilam Hazeh, the mele, as much as that, he'll have a clear mind for Ruchnius, and he'll be able to get into a little bit, into that crack. He'll be able to get a little bit of Eilam Hashem. If you're going to be busy, if you're not going to learn Musar, what he's saying is a person's natural state is that he's involved in Eilam Hazeh. That's our natural state. We were born in Eilam Hazeh, we grew up in Eilam Hazeh, we're Eilam Hazeh. So you don't have to go make an effort not to be an Oved Hashem. You don't have to make an effort not to be an Oved Hashem. Our natural state is Eilam Hazeh.
And Olam Hazeh is Mishakech, the Pasuk, Mishakech Lashem Elokecha. V'Rovel Vecha, you're going to get fat, you're going to eat, and you're going to forget HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if you doubt our natural state is Olam Hazeh, so again he's saying, if you're not going to learn Musa, Musa is not extra credit. If you're not going to learn Musa, so your natural state is Olam Hazeh. Olam Hazeh is Mishakech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Olam Hazeh makes you forget HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Halei Tishakech V'Teileh. You know. That means he's saying another terrorist on the kasha that he keeps asking. What do you have to learn Musa for? You know everything. You know there's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You know there's Olam Hazeh. The answer is you're right. You know there's Olam Hazeh. You know there's Olam Hazeh. You know there's Gan Eden, but you're just busy. Never think about it. What are you so busy with? Well, what to be busy with? You're busy with everything. With everything and everything and everything and everything. Olam Hazeh. So, you know it. Look what he says. You know the place. What about if it's not on your mind? What is on your mind? Olam Hazeh is on your mind. Ha'ava k'moy kein. Ha'ava k'shem. Imlein ishtadol l'kvoy yasol avadenu. We're not going to make an effort to get Avos Hashem. How are we going to get it? How the person going to have the veikus? Vishlatus, v'nafshaseinu, and a brand. We're not going to turn to the godless of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, El Ramusay, his greatness. So if you never think about these things, how can you ever get to Avos Hashem? And how can you think about them if you never even think about thinking about them? You don't think about thinking about them. So if you don't think about thinking them, you're never going to think about them. So you're never going to get to Avos Hashem. You come into the Asa Bavi, you come into the next world. You're supposed to miss the bus. Ikr Hashem Shalom, the Ramchal said before. This is the Ikr. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to be Ikr. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want to do a collection of nice. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants the Pnimius. He's the Lev of Zeresh Hashem. Eich Titar Mach Shaftenu. How are we going to be purify our minds? In Loi Nishtatul and HaKoysam and HaMumim Shemata Ba Teva Gufni. The natural Teva places in us all types of midas. Places all types of movement. That's one part. Now by them. The midos, oy, kulam tzrichos kamoikin tikkun v'ashara. They all need straightening out. Miya yashim, who's going to straighten out your midos? Miya takim, who's going to fix them? And leinosim leiv aleim, leim dakte bedov v'dikte gadol. I want to think about this topic of midos for 2 minutes. There's a famous Chaim Vital. We're Musa. Up to now, we've spoken about Musa for Avos Hashem Yerushalayim, very high dargis. So to some of us, it doesn't speak to us. I won't be an Avos Hashem. I won't be Yiras Hashem. I won't have the Vekus. I won't have the Slatus. I won't have Kavon. I won't have Taras Alev. Nishkafelos. There's another Nikud over here. In this sentence over here, the words in the Mesil Sashram are measured. He's raising a whole new takana. Midas. Who's going to strain out your Midas? What's Midas mean? Guy's a temper. Guy's a cast. Guy's a this. Guy's that. Nishkafelos. A little bit angry. A little bit kin. A little type. A little covet. A little laziness. There's a very deep Nikud over here in Midas, which Musa plays a role in. Mesil Sashram plays a role in it, which I just want to point out. There's a famous, you all know, there's a famous maimer we spoke about in the past, from Chaim Vital, who asked Akasha, why are the midas not brought down in the Tayag Mitzvah? It doesn't say anywhere in the Tayag Mitzvah, don't be a Balgaiva. Don't be lazy. Don't be a Kamsen. Don't have a temper. Don't run into Taiva. Don't be jealous. Chazal speak about these things in the Feral of Hazachim. Gavad Hashem is a Tavat. Gavad Hashem is a Balgaiva. Tavat Hashem HaKadosh doesn't want you. Why is there no love? I'll be a Balgaiva. So the Chaim Vital speaks out in his famous Shabbos. He says like this. He speaks on a Kabbalah level, but there's a practical implication to what he says. There are two parts to the Neshama. There's a Neshama Sichlis, where that's the part of the Neshama that a person does mitzvahs. That's the part of the Neshama that the mitzvahs have an influence over. A person decides he wants to go do a mitzvah with his Neshama. The Neshama wants to do the mitzvah, and the Shiva to do the mitzvah. Then there's the lower level of the Neshama, and that's the part that's connected to the Guf. And that's where the Midas sit. What he means to say is, he explains, I'm not going to go by Ritzvahs now. The Midas are before the mitzvahs, and they're in different parts of the Neshama. The part of the neshama which is connected to the mitzvahs, where the mitzvahs work and do, there's no midas. The midas don't operate in that part of the neshama. The midas operate out of a different part of the neshama. Let me explain the practical implications of what he's saying. And therefore, they're not the mitzvahs themselves, they're before the mitzvahs. I'm going to give a number of mishalim, if you don't mind. What I'm telling you over here is a very, very, very big yisoid. It's one of the most important yisoid, especially in Yiddishkeit, I'm telling you. It's a week before Sukkot. And, it's not a week before Sukkot. It's the Sesame Tshuva. The day after Yom Kippur, and Mr. So-and-so from Queens decides, nobody else should get insulted, there's time to go buy a lulav and esrog. Kosher a lulav today, Aaron probably knows better than me, $80, a real nice lulav, a guy who can afford it. He goes out to eat at night, he blows $200. So he can afford on a steak. I have no idea, I'm just throwing a number, I haven't been out to eat in 25 minutes. By him, it's not the $80, it's later, his watch is $1,000. So, the Rav Buffer told me that less than $100 doesn't wear a tie. In fact, he didn't change his shirt once a week. It didn't make a difference. But that was... that's New York. What should I tell you? It wasn't, I'm out of touch like this. Less than $100, he doesn't own a telephone. Comes Eric Sukkot Shabbos, and it's time to buy. That's what I was saying. Mitzvah coming up. The guy decides he has to buy. Now, So you have a mitzvah of lulav coming up, of Esher coming up, and your neshama says to you, Beryl, time to do a mitzvah. This mitzvah has to go through a sifting process called the midas. The midas, first of all, have to decide whether what type of Esher we're going, whether we're going. What are the midas they have to deal with? First of all, the tzanis, not the tzanis. Tzanis also, we'll talk about atzmos first of all. Atzmos, you're lazy. In order to go Esher, you have to go out of your house, go down to the Esher store, elbow your way through all these, looking with the mic, right? You guys make you nervous. They're getting makbir mitzvahs, which is another bad mitzvah. And it's also a bad mitzvah. It's a mitzvah, can't be civil to anybody, right? You get nervous. So you have mitzvah of atzmos. You have to go down there and schlep there and stand around there and look. It takes an hour, 2 hours, 3 hours a day. So first of all, atzmos has to decide whether b'chal we're going down to look for Esher. When you get down there, Mr. Atzmos has to decide how long we're going to look for. Or you tell the guy, get mad, look at Esher, you put down $7 and shalom Yisrael. You know, there are those types also. Apples. Kamtzonis. Neither rock or kamtzonis. People are cheap. When it comes to mitzvah, the guy can't take money out of his pocket. He can't take money out of his pocket for anything. So whether you're going to buy an Esher or not, it has to be sifted through a meter called kamtzonis. Then it has to be sifted through a meter called kas. What does kas have to do with Esher? Very simple. You're on the way to buy an Esher, and the guy sideswiped you, or double parked on 13th Avenue over there, and you have such a flying temper that you forgot that you're going for an Esri, you forgot your lulav, forgot the sukkah's coming up, forgot that you didn't build the sukkah yet. The guy double parked you, you get out of the car, and you start arguing for an hour, and afterwards you forgot what you came for the car. You didn't know you were on the way to going Esri. Right? Kas. You don't think these stories happen? We were laughing at ourselves. And then this taiva, you want to eat, you don't have patience to go, what do you call it, so you have a different taiva that you're running after. So you have a simple mitzvah of getting an Esri. But there's balabatim on the mitzvah. What's more simple than buying an Esher and a lulav? There's Hashem, a mitzvah once a year that comes. But we all know that before you go buy your Esher, there's a bunch of people, there's a whole security council which has to go decide how we're going to let you buy an Esher. And then you get there to the place. That's a nice thing. So the midas aren't the mitzvah themselves. The midas are the doormen. And the Chaim Vital explains that the midas are in the lower part of the neshama. They're in the part of the neshama which connects to the guf. And he explains as follows. If you want to go do a mitzvah, your neshama wants to do a mitzvah. The rotzen to do a mitzvah comes from the neshama. Your guf wants pizza, doesn't want mitzvahs. So the rotzen to do a mitzvah comes from the neshama. The neshama, in order to carry out the mitzvah, needs the guf. There is a chibur, there's something which joins the neshama to the guf. And on that chibur, at that link, is sitting the midas. The midas are sitting at the door. In other words, before your neshama can give an order to your guf of go do it, it has to go through your midas. If you have midas taivis, you have eslavas, you're not a kamtzin. You don't get angry at everybody who elbows you by accident. You don't get nervous because somebody's firmer than you. You're not mechanic because somebody has a nicer Esrog than you. So you turn up with all you meet this Tavis, the Esrog guy, you buy a beautiful Esrog, you go home happy with some math and Tavis late. But if you're X, Y, and Z, you have meet this Royce. So your Neshama says you wanted to do a little, and your Guf said, sorry, I have this problem, I have that problem, million problems. That's why the meet this Bechal aren't in the Tariyak, they're before the Tariyak. You have to straighten these things out before the Tariyak, but you don't straighten these things out, there is no Tariyak Bechal. I can give you endless examples. I can give you a guy who can't daven well. Okay? A guy doesn't daven well. Which we all have that problem. I can give you 10 reasons of midas rahs why a guy doesn't daven well. A guy's an atzlan. He can't get out of bed even to daven. He for sure can't concentrate. A guy is a balkas. Somebody who's busy angry at the whole world and busy chesmeting who insulted him last and when did I get him back and back and forth. Can't daven. You're not calm. You can try to daven when you're nervous. A guy who's running after taiva, who wants to make another million, another million, another million, Nasdaq goes up, it goes down, who can daven like that, Bechal? He's running after taiva. A guy who's mekana, a guy who's jealous of somebody else. A guy who has no amuna, a guy who's a balgaiva, a person who's a balgaiva can't daven. He said, Baruch Atah Hashem, your midas don't let you do it. So in any mitzvah, any avodas Hashem that a person has to do, it has to first go through your midas. And the midas run our lives. They're there, they're force. It's a force which HaKadosh Baruch Hu created. You all know that the reason why midas are called midas, why they're called midas, by the way, why is the midas called a midas? It comes from the word measurement. What's that measurement? A person has in himself forces. There's a force called kamsonis, there's a force called gaiva, there's a force called what he called. A mida is how much you measure out. You can measure out a lot of kamsonis, and then you're gonna have a lemon for an esrog. You can measure out a little bit of kamsonis, when it comes time to do an aveira, you don't have any money for it. That's the right amount of kamsonis. Somebody offers you an ace to go do something wrong, and you say, no, I'm not gonna spend money for it. That's using the right amount of kamsonis. A person has a koyach of kas. You can use your kas to scream at every guy along the road. Or you can use your kas to scream at somebody who's Mechal Hashem as Mechal Tamid Chacham. A person has a midah of gaiva. A person uses gaiva to feel good about himself and his avodas Hashem. A person uses gaiva to step on everybody he knows. So a midah means that I have to measure out the right amount of these forces. But these are huge, powerful forces which sit in every person, and they run a person's life. And a person has to know what's running your life. Mimela, the person's not going to straighten out his me. Just me a yashri, me a tachmin. The person's not going to work now. Again, you're going to. Some of you will say to me, correctly so, this is a very depressing evening tonight, because the matzah is terrible. And you start to think about how every action that we do has to go sifted through all our midas rails. We're taki in bad shape. But the answer to that is, and it's the same answer to all the other similar questions, and of course, Baruch gives us 120 years for that, and a person has to start to work. You start to work a little bit on this, and a little bit on that, and a little bit on this, and a little bit on the guy. Everyone knows where their weakness is. This one's shver and kas, and this one's shver and kinna, and this one's in taiva, and this one's in covet. Everyone knows where their weakness is. Nobody who's all across. Everyone has their weakness, their area. And if a person, but these are areas which, if you don't work on it, it sits there, and he holds the steering wheel. Because it's a mitzvah. Everything that you do has to be sifted through that dormant. That dormant is going to decide how much of the mitzvah you're going to do. It's a ruach mystical force. And on a practical level, that's where the ikar fight up with the Yetzer Hara is. The Yetzer Hara works with us through the midas. The midas are kaifas, and the Yetzer Hara activates the midas to block us from doing things. You want to do this, but we're lazy. You want to do this, but you're kas. You want to do this, but you have taiva. You want to do this, but you have atras. So avada, a person has to work on these things. Again, the same concept comes up. If you're not going to work on them, then these forces have a mind of their own. So it's not the pshat is that if you're not going to work on it, it stays powerful. These things stay dormant. They don't do anything. They're there, and they're working day and night, 24 hours a day. They have meetings nonstop. They meet. They decide, are we going to let them buy a lulav? Are we going to let them get up for Shacharis? Are we going to let them learn the Shavrusa? The guy's learning the Shavrusa. So, Yana guy said the pshat first. So if you're a covered guy, some people know this will bother them. Some people know this will bother them. So there are many levels. Some people it bothers them. And then there are some guys, if the guy said the pshat first, the day's over. You're not going to have trouble with the guy said the pshat first, you got insulted, you didn't let him say whatever it is, the morning's over. Then the guy wonders why 6 months later he's not learning anything, because you're busy protecting your covenant. Who's the pshat and Rashi first? But these are nice and mahayomen, and everyone could be, the either zil gemor, we can learn it out to Kenan, we can learn it out to the way you're trying to do something, and the midas rules aren't letting. And don't think that if you're going to leave it alone, it's going to be good. It won't be good, because it's not good. We were born like this, not in a good shape. So me, yashi, me, talk, these things have to be working. This is a major motivation to work on ourselves. And again, it's an issue of awareness. A person starts to work on himself, he can start to fix up these things. You start to fix up these things, you'll see an improvement.